Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Forecast is looking good.
Best ever, maybe, for this event. Best
yes.
ever?
It's going to be pretty close. Last year was pretty nice for the breakthrough T1D walk. For
the gods are
one.
Smiling on
yes.
you, your efforts.
Yes, very excited about that. Hey, by the way, quick thank you. You know, we've been mentioning a few times. As a type 1 diabetic, very proud to be part of the breakthrough T1D walk every year at Greenfield Park. And it's again tomorrow. And I don't know. It's always so humbling. You're always surprised at the willingness of people you've never met before to donate to a cause. And the number of people who have donated to the Breakthrough T1D team that I've created, I really appreciate that. It means
I know that's hard for you to ask for help.
Yeah, really awkward.
That's not in your nature. So
a heartfelt thank you to everyone who has donated to the walk. If you'd like to do so, you can text the word walk to 855-616-1620. We have a link to that. Really nice text, too, from people who have children with type 1 diabetes, or a nice man who said that he's lived with it for 51 years. So go get it. Well done. Way to succeed. I wanted to bring this to you because everyone and anyone can live with type 1 diabetes, including Brewers superstars.
Adames, the runner at first, the pitch, swing and a fly ball, right center field, it is up, it is gone! Off the top of the wall and out of here! Garrett Mitchell, a go-ahead two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth inning.
You likely didn't even notice, but when Brewers outfielder Garrett Mitchell hit that tie-breaking bomb in the wild card series against the Mets, he was carrying something in his back pocket that no other baseball player would have had on the field that day.
How do you like them apples?
No, not batting gloves or seeds, but rather a small medical device used to keep him alive, a 24-hour insulin pump.
You will notice it is in his back left pocket. It never leaves his body, even when he's playing.
Garrett Mitchell lives with type 1 diabetes. It's otherwise known as T1D.
As a mom, you always love watching your child play sports, and in your mind, they're always the best, right?
Shannon Van Dyke is Garrett's mother. She says Garrett was like a lot of other boys when he was younger, but he was really good at sports.
I just loved watching him play, and he was good in my eyes.
When Garrett was 9, he told his mother he wasn't feeling well.
He was complaining of a little bit of a stomach ache, and he had gone to the bathroom before he went to bed. Then he woke up at like 9, 10, 11, 12, kept going to the bathroom every hour. He was complaining of horrible stomach ache. And I said, okay, we're going to the emergency room. Something's wrong.
A normal blood sugar level is 80. Garrett's came in at more than 600.
I remember my heart dropping, being afraid, not knowing exactly what to do, and what does our future look like? But I also knew that I needed to be strong and for him, and we were going to face this head on as a family.
Garrett would learn to live with type 1 diabetes. It'd mean constant attention, constant vigilance of everything you eat in order to maintain a healthy blood sugar.
Literally had a bag with him everywhere he went and always had snacks, insulin, and sugars. It's so important that he was correcting for the amount of carbs he was eating.
A blood sugar that goes too high can leave long-term damage to your organs. If it goes too low, that can mean going into a coma or even worse.
The lows are scary. I would say I would liken it to having a newborn child, and I set my alarm every night, probably between 2 and 3 a.m., to get up and test his blood sugars every night. If there was a high, you could correct, but if there was lows, those were harder because he's sound asleep and you're trying to get him to have some juice or have some, you know, something, sugar, to get those numbers back up.
Shannon gives a lot of credit to JDRF, which raises funds for research, prevention, maybe even a cure someday, as well as giving assistance to families learning how to live a new life.
You don't feel alone. I think that's one of the things that we've learned is there's so many families out there that are going through the same thing that we are. And JDRF is making so many advances in their research and even have developed testing as a precursor to try to prevent, you know, the onset of diabetes.
As for Garrett,
get in the air, right in deep, get up!
He seems to be doing okay.
I wasn't going to let it stop me. I feel like some people use it as a crutch sometimes, or, you know, like, I can't do this because of this. And it's, that was never my mindset. It was always continue to push forward and continue just to prove people wrong and show that it doesn't matter whether or not you have diabetes or really anything. Just continue to trust and believe in yourself.
That would be my words of advice to families that are feeling either down or sad or I can't do it or count it out, that don't be, because Garrett has been as well.
Translation, keep swinging for the fences, just like Garrett.
For Garrett Mitchell, he just hit a walk-off out of here. Oh, my, oh, my, how do you top this one?
And Garrett and the Mitchell family have done work with JDRF, now known as Breakthrough T1D. So thanks to the Mitchell family for everything they've done as well. Just a really cool event tomorrow, and I'm so proud of it. Like, I'm so proud of the people that work there, those who volunteer, the parents that are involved on the board. And it's just, my favorite part is just seeing, you know, some of these young kids who, or their parents, realizing that they're not alone, right?
Like, a lot of people out there,
yeah,
right?
That
and
they have.
Look
others,
at me. Right? I'm 40 something, and I'm okay.
Yeah. And, you know, oftentimes, the thing that gets me is that oftentimes you hear so much about all of these different causes and donate to this and donate to that. And I really do truly believe there's a purpose for all of them. I'm not questioning any of them. But what I love about Breakthrough T1D is that it's working. They have a drug now, thanks to the research they've done, and that actually prevents the diagnosis of T1D. It's actually on the market now. I know people who have taken it and are not diabetic at that moment because of it. So, like, it actually exists. Like, there's actually a successful...
I say it all the time. I like stuff that works.
Yes. And it's working. It's working. So the money is actually going to a place here locally that is doing work. So, again, thanks to anyone who's really appreciated. You can get more information just texting the word WALK to 855-616-1620.